All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Well, the news became official yesterday as the New York Mets and outfielder Yoenis Cespedes agreed on a new deal. And this new deal is for 4 years and it will pay the All-Star slugger $110 million. Now, of course, the Mets initially acquired Cespedes just prior to the 2015 MLB trade deadline from the Detroit Tigers. And in 57 games for the Mets in 2015, Cespedes batted .287 with 17 home runs and 44 runs batted in. And he provided this Mets lineup with the power bat in the middle that helped them win the NL East. And they rode that momentum to a National League pennant. Now, in 132 games this prior season for the Mets, Cespedes batted .280 with 31 home runs and 86 runs batted in as he helped the Mets win a wild card berth. Now, I know there are going to be some critics out there that are going to say, well, you know, Cespedes really has not delivered for the Mets in the postseason. Totally understand that. But if you go back to the history and look really thoroughly at the history of the New York Mets organization, the Mets have had problems with guys who could not deliver in the regular season and get their team to the postseason. So first and foremost, this guy has the ability to do it in the regular season. We've seen glimpses of what he can do in the postseason as well. He hit a few home runs for the Mets in their divisional series win over the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2015. So I think this is a move that had to get done. You look at the fact that the Mets are anticipating a lot of their young pitchers who were injured this past season, and I'm talking about the likes of Jacob DeGrom, Matt Harvey, and Steven Matz, all being healthy in 2016. And if the Mets are healthy in 2016, you have to catapult them into that category of being a World Series favorite. Now, of course, I know the Mets have a logjam in the outfield right now. They did acquire Jay Bruce this past season from the Cincinnati Reds, and it was kind of an insurance policy should Yoenis Cespedes opt out and leave in free agency. Now you have Jay Bruce, you have Curtis Granderson, you have Cespedes, you have Michael Conforto, and you also have Juan Lagares. And the odd man out, more than likely, is going to be Jay Bruce. You have a team such as the Toronto Blue Jays who are interested in him, and it's going to be interesting to see what direction that Mets general manager Sandy Alderson decides to go in, because this is a team that still needs help behind the plate at catcher. They look like they're set on their infield and they look like they're set in the outfield. They have quality starting pitching. They have a solid bullpen. So it's going to be interesting to see the wheeling and dealing that Alderson is going to do. Like I said, this was a move that had to be made. Cespedes wanted to be a Met. He just wanted more money. Initially, he was looking at a 5-year deal, and the Mets weren't willing to give him that, but they did pony up more bread for the 4 years that he's here. And I think this is a strong message, not only from the Mets to their team, but also to their fan base, that this is a team right now that they are committed to winning. Of course, this was an organization that had been hampered by the Bernie Madoff scandal. But if you look back to 2015, once the Mets began to show the promise of being a contender in the summer, this team consistently had sellouts or near sellouts at just about every home game. We saw the atmosphere last year when the Mets made the run to the World Series, and it was again on full display when the Mets had hosted the wild card game in their loss to the San Francisco Giants this year, that the people will come out if you put a contender out there. And right now, the Mets organization is making money hand over fist. You look at a guy like Yoenis Cespedes, who is a native of Cuba. You have a large Latin population in New York City, and they will definitely come out and support him as they have in his year and a half with the Mets. He's received tremendous support. He's already getting endorsements here in New York City. And I'll tell you right now, the sky is the limit for him. Now it's just up to him to live up to his contract. Because if there's one thing that we've seen in New York City, once you get the big bucks and you do not produce, the people and the media will turn on him. But from the Mets standpoint, this was a move that had to be made. Some people are calling this the most important signing for the Mets since Mike Piazza. And I'll tell you right now, it is very tough to argue that issue because Cespedes provides the Mets with a quality power bat. And again, you go back and look at the stats when he has not been in the lineup over the last 2 years as compared to when he has been. And the Mets offense is totally different. And I'll tell you right now, if the Mets pitching staff is healthy, you can go out there and simply say, if this team can score four runs, they can beat just about anybody in baseball. And that is the attitude that they have to have. 2016 was a bit of a down year for the Mets, and that was to be expected. They had a bit of a World Series hangover, first and foremost. Number two, they were dealing with a slew of injuries. But if this team is healthy and you have a guy like Cespedes batting cleanup for you, this could be a very dangerous team in 2017. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the NFL action from week number 13. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.